Hi there, folks, and welcome. Welcome back to the Japan Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Ziv Nakajima, again, and please accept my sincere apologies for the delay in posting new episodes. If you're a long-time listener, you're probably already familiar with my extreme bad luck when it comes to technology, and this delay is no different. I've managed to completely shatter my PC during the winter holiday, and the backup computer I'm using doesn't quite cut it when it comes to video and audio editing, which is why it'll most likely take me another 2 or 3 weeks before we're back to normal. However, I did want to take this opportunity to wish you all a belated happy 2023, as well as to remind you the tickets are now on sale for our Japan Real Estate Summit, which is now less than 3 weeks away as of the posting of this recording. We're already at over half the capacity of the event, and we will definitely not be selling tickets at the door. This is a pre-sale only event again. So if you happen to be in Tokyo on 4th February 2023, Saturday, I wouldn't wait. Hop over to realestate.jp right now and book your ticket. Highly recommended not to wait for the last minute or you might miss out. As a reminder, again, we're going to have all of our JREP, the Japan Real Estate Experts panel members, giving talks on our respective areas of expertise. So Emil Gorgis of realestate.jp will talk about buying family homes and securing a home loan. Tracy Northcott of Tokyo Family Stays will explain all about the potential of short-term stay properties as an investment asset class, best practices, the ecosystem of professional services that owner needs to tap into. Blanca Kobayashi of Arc Reform will talk about renovations, tips, costs, and everything in between, how to do it right, and more importantly, cost efficiently. Matt Ketchum of Akia and Inaka will talk about, you guessed it, Akia and vacant homes, particularly in rural communities in Japan, their potential, the unique approach and the tool sets required to operate in this space, and of course yours truly, and I'll be walking you through the property investment research process, how to find listings, analyze them, conduct due diligence, create a short list of potential properties to suit your criteria, whether your budget is $30,000 or $1 million. And most importantly, we'll also have an extensive Q&A panel with all members for you to be able to pick our brains and answer all of your questions, or at least as many of them as we'll be able to get in on the day. Now, we are going to be selling streaming tickets, with the goal being to enable those of you who really can't make it but do want to be a part of the day, particularly by participating in the live Q&A via chat. But please bear in mind that we are by no means professional streamers or audio video specialists, so we can't make any promises on full functionality and or quality. It also depends on the venue and their internet connection. So if for some reason we find out that we can't, either before or during the day itself, we will definitely refund all of your streaming tickets, of course, but you will miss out on participating if this happens. All we'll have for you in that case are the recordings, which will be made available for download after the event. So if you can make it in person, that's of course the best option, mainly because you'll also have the chance to network and mingle with like-minded individuals. People are either interested in or already active in the real estate sector in Japan. And that's really the best reason to attend any in-person event, this one not being any different. So that's all I wanted to share with you today. I hope to be back to normal podcast publishing mode in a few weeks at most, hopefully sooner. But if you do want to secure your ticket for the Japan Real Estate Summit, whether in person or online, again, hop over to realestate.jp and grab your ticket or tickets today. Can't wait to see you with us on the day, and I'll speak to you again very, very soon.